Everything happens for a reason. It is all part of God's plan. I have kept pondering Reverend Whitney's sermon from last Sunday, and I thought about it all the more as I heard these ideas raised again and again over the course of the week. I was serving as the chaplain at an Episcopal summer camp this past week, and in plenty of different conversations, again and again, campers and counselors and adults all offered these lines as ways to try to explain how they saw life unfolding. These sentiments are everywhere. We, as humans, generally want things to make sense. Mystery and uncertainty can tend to feel uncomfortable. Folks want what happens to have a reason, to be part of something greater than what we can see. Many people take joy or comfort in these ideas, and I am glad for that. The chance encounter that leads to a new job, or the serendipitous timing at the dog park that turns into an exciting new relationship, or, as with Kate Bowler, the perfectly timed cancer trial. It can feel delightful to attribute these events to God's plan for us, playing out in real time. I trust that these ideas are always offered with the very best of intentions. And this explanation for how life works can quickly go sideways. If everything happens for a reason, if it's all part of God's plan, then what does it mean when life goes off the rails? What does that mean when the car crashes, or the spouse leaves, or the fire burns? What happens when there's not a cure, or there's not enough time, or we just can't seem to get by? If this is God's plan, then I fear that this God is not someone with whom I want to engage. I'm not interested in turning to someone who would choose such pain for us. For all the times that I have wrestled with St. Paul, being a woman who is slightly less than silent in church, for example, for all of that, what he offers us today in his letter to the Romans has saved me again and again. He understands the pain and worry that his friends are experiencing, and he names that God gets it too, that the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Far from willing the brokenness of the world, she holds it. She wraps her wordless prayers around it. It's the next line, though, that I have returned to so many times. The New Testament scholar N.T. Wright offers a better, clearer translation of the Greek than what we heard this morning. He says that what it really means is God works all things for good with those who love God. It's not that this goodness comes as our reward if we love God, but rather that God is present through it all, working with us for that good. God has poured this love into our lives and continues to team up with us to reach for this goodness. Sometimes it's easy to see, and sometimes it will remain mysterious until we can look back many years hence. But this is the promise. It's not that life will be smooth sailing. It's not that each bad thing that happens is God's will and plan. Instead, the promise is that through it all, God is with us, active and reaching for good. About a dozen or so years ago, I sat down in a cupcake store in Healdsburg with someone I barely knew, and I could not have been more grateful. About a month earlier, the ground had fallen out from under me when our son Fritz died suddenly. I didn't know what to do or how I would really live again. When we held his funeral 2 weeks later, an acquaintance flew up from San Diego to join us at Lake Tahoe, where we were living at the time. Beth and I had met once before. She was the director of the Episcopal summer camp in the San Diego mountains, where I had talked with her once for maybe half an hour. Now, though, she had come to me. She came because she knew she would understand me, and I think because she knew she could help. About 2 years earlier, Beth's daughter Ella had died in utero at 20 weeks. It wasn't the same thing, she was quick to say, but we both recognized that we were standing in the same family of grief. She came and helped me parent my sweet toddler. She gave words to the things that I could not yet name. She bore witness with us as we muddled through that funeral liturgy. A few weeks later, Beth and I were at the annual conference for Episcopal camps from around the country, and this year it happened to be at the Bishop's Ranch up in Healdsburg. One afternoon, she invited me to steal away from the group and go into town, which is how we ended up at the cupcake store. And so, with lattes and cupcakes in hand, we sat down at one of the three tiny tables in the shop, and we began to talk. We talked and we talked, continuing on for hours. She told me the whole story of her daughter Ella and what life had been like since then. She invited me to share the whole of my story. She invited and asked, she asked specific questions, the kind that most people seemed terrified of. She showed me that she understood what I was living. She understood viscerally because she was walking out ahead of me on a very similar path. As I watched Beth, as I studied her face and listened to her words, I was able to see that there could be goodness out ahead of me. It felt hard to believe, but here she was, a living example that it could be true. As I think back on that afternoon and on the friendship that grew from our shared heartache, my mind returns to the world's pop theology and to Paul's offer of another way forward. Everything happens for a reason suggests that Ella died so that Beth could be a more compassionate friend. It's all part of God's plan, says that maybe God designed this death, willed it somehow to fulfill a greater purpose. But I cannot believe that this would be true of a loving God, even as God is so far beyond our understanding. Instead, Paul helps us to understand that even in heartbreak, even when all seems lost and we cannot imagine our way forward, even there, God is present. Even there, God is joining us, working with us, as God was working with Beth for good. Nothing can separate us from this love of God, Paul goes on. Neither heights nor depths, neither death nor life, not the powers of the world nor the messes they create, nothing, nothing, nothing can separate us from God's love. In it all, God is present and working for good. Sometimes this is awfully hard to see. And this is where I think our parables shed some light on the mystery that swirls around through our lives. God loves us by offering us the tiniest of all the seeds one that most farmers would call a weed, but which grows out of that seeming nothingness into a tree big enough to offer shelter, to shade us from the hot sun, to be a home. God is like a baker as she hides leaven in a whopping 50 pounds of flour, mixing it in as a secret, surprising everyone with the delicious feast that emerges from the oven. God is like the one who hunts for buried treasure. She recognizes what goodness is present, even when no one else can see it, not yet, and goes to great lengths to bring it forth. As we move through our days, God is present and mysteriously at work, supporting and leading and dreaming with us in ways we may not be able to see for a long time. She is planting among us, hiding goodness yet to be discovered, recognizing what is buried and ready to be pulled up into the light. If there is a plan, this is it: that God will be with us no matter what. And that through the love that God pours into our lives, God will work with us for good. This is the plan, the trajectory. It's the moral arc of the universe slowly bending towards justice. It's the presence of healing where we could not have imagined it possible. Maybe in someone who is terminally ill but still finding peace and wholeness. Or in fresh wildflowers taking over after the earth has been scorched. Or in neighbors collaborating in the shadow of a broken system to help everyone have enough to eat and a roof over their heads. None of this work is perfect or finished, but these complicated, messy lives of ours are full of grace. If we are willing to open ourselves up to this love, we'll see that our lives unfold in the presence of this God who loves us, who partners with us to bring the kingdom of heaven a little bit closer, day by day. This is the plan, and it is very good indeed.